This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why humour drives brand growth and most get it wrong. Why funny brands win, the communication truth behind the research. What happened? Researchers at Arizona State University published findings confirming what great communicators have always known: humor is not a gimmick. It is a growth engine. Brands that use humor strategically outperform those that play it safe with serious, formal messaging. The study points to humor as a driver of consumer connection and long-term brand loyalty, not just a cheap trick for attention. The communication angle. Let's start with the real event here. A major university just handed brands scientific permission to stop being boring. That is the communication story. Not the research itself, but what the research exposes: most brands are terrible at humour because they treat it as decoration instead of architecture. Humour works for one precise reason. It creates shared understanding between two people or a brand and its audience faster than any other communication tool. When you laugh at the same thing, you signal alignment. You say, without saying it, we see the world the same way. That is the foundation of trust, and trust is what drives purchase decisions. Here is where most brands get it wrong. They confuse humour with jokes. A joke is a performance. Humour is a perspective. The brands that grow through humour are not telling knock-knock jokes in their ads. They are showing a consistent, specific point of view on the world. Think of how Wendy's built its entire social media identity around a particular kind of sharp, self-aware wit. That consistency made it feel like a personality, not a marketing stunt. Audiences trust personalities. They tune out stunts. The second failure is using humour to avoid saying something real. Humour deployed to dodge a hard truth is counter-stressed as charm. It signals that you do not respect your audience enough to be direct with them. The research from ASU reinforces the opposite approach. Humour that connects is humour rooted in truth. The funniest observations are always the most accurate ones. Your communication, branded or personal, should work the same way. Be specific, be accurate, then be funny about it. The third failure is fear. Executives approve vague, safe messaging because they are terrified of offending anyone. The result is content that resonates with no one. Here is the hard truth: if your message does not risk alienating someone, it is not connecting with anyone. Humor requires commitment. It requires you to take a clear position and deliver it with confidence. That is not recklessness. That is leadership. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on tone and trust gives you a framework for calibrating your voice so that humour lands as confident and credible rather than desperate or off-brand. Humour without trust is noise. The chapter shows you how to build the foundation first so the wit actually does its job. The takeaway: pick one piece of communication you produce regularly, a weekly email, a LinkedIn post, a team update, anything. Identify the single most specific and true observation you could make about your industry or your audience's daily frustration. Write that observation plainly. Then ask, what is the absurd or ironic edge of this truth? Lead with that, not a joke. The truth, sharpened until it has an edge. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.